Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of Sfarno. With the translation and explanatory notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz, we are now in Perek Bet, Mishnah Yud Bet. We are in 2:12. Rabbi Yochanan Metzaka is going to ask his famous five students, his five premier disciples, I'm sure he had many more disciples, but he asks them a question, a life question in this Mishnah. Amar Lahem, he says to them, Rabbi Yochanan Metzaka says to his students, Se'u u'ra'u, ezehi derech tova sheyidbak ba'ha'adam. Go out and discern which is the proper way to which a man should cling. What is the best path to take in life? What is the right way to go about your life? How should you go about? What is the best trait, midah, quality to have in your life? Rabbi Eliezer says, Ayin Tova, a good eye, usually translated to mean a generous person, someone who's chesed oriented, giving oriented, to be able to be generous, to give to others. Lefnei Mishur Sadin, above and beyond what's really recommended. So instead of 10% of charity, 12%. Etc. Rabbi Yeshua says, Chaver Tov, to be a good friend. Be there for those around you. Give a listening ear, give a lending hand when people need you. How could you be that good friend? Checking in with your friends throughout the week, throughout the weeks, daily if need be. Be a good friend. Rabbi Yossi says, Shachin Tov, be a good neighbor. What can I do to help you? I see you just moved in. How can I help you? There's actually someone moving in on our block. And we got his number, and we spoke for an hour, and here and again, I tried to see how we could help him. The other day, his pilot light went out, so he borrowed a lighter, but we have to be a good neighbor in our lives, in whatever we can do. Oh, yeah, you need a spoonful of sugar? Here, take the whole container, bring it back when you're done. You're missing milk? Whatever, it's okay. A different neighbor, a different time, came on a Shabbos, and they ran out of milk, and he said, can I please have milk for my coffee? I said, of course, and here, take as much as you need. What can we do to be the good neighbor? Not just be a neighbor that takes from others, but gives to others. How can we help our neighbors? How can we be a good neighbor? Be a good neighbor is for sure an element that is involved. Rabbi Shimon says, Haroa esa nolad, one who considers the outcome of a deed. You think about something before you do it. You want to walk by the trefa restaurant just to smell it? Are you going to benefit really anything from it? Is it really the best route you should take to walk home? Or is there a way to walk around it? Is there a way you could foresee the outcome of the deed? Foresee the outcome of an event. Ezehu Chacham Haroa Esanolad. One of the phraseologies is that the Mishnah also points out Ezehu Chacham Halomein Mikol Adam. Someone who learns from everyone is also a good trait, but here is foreseeing the outcome of an event. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Lev Tov, have a good heart. A good-hearted person is someone that sees to help everyone around him, tries to do as much as he can for everyone around it, a kind, generous soul, a giving soul. Amar Lahem, he says to them, Rabbi Yochanan says to his five students, the best one, Rabbi Eliezer, Roa ani estivrei Eliezer ben arach midivreichem, shebechlal devarav divreichem. Rabbi Eliezer's idea of what the best path to take in life, to have a good heart, that's the best path to go, because someone who has a good heart, his words will include all the other words. I prefer the words of Eliezer ben Arach to your words, for your words are included in his words, Rabbi Yochanan says. Someone who has a good heart, by definition, will think about the outcome of his events, how he will affect other people, how he will come off to other people, how his outcomes of his deeds will come about. Someone who has a good heart is going to be a good neighbor, is going to see how he can help out those around him. Someone who has a good heart is someone who's going to be a good friend, thinking of those around him. And someone who has a good heart is someone that has a good eye. I actually used this Mishnah when I spoke for my class. Hashem granted me the opportunity, the ability, the wonderful chance to speak to my class when we graduated, and I actually used this Mishnah saying that in our profession of occupational therapy, I'm an occupational therapist by trade, we try to help all individuals to be as functional and as independent and as occupational as possible. We want to do good, we want to give good, and we want to do good to those around us. So having a good heart is fundamental to being an OT, to fundamental being a therapist working in whatever setting. In the school, when I used to see students, I also would try to make recommendations and try to help kids even off my case. They'll try to help classes, think about how kids could be more functional in the classroom, how they could have a more functional existence. If you try to work on yourself to have a good heart, and I'm not saying that I have one on any measure, I just try every day a little more to have one. We all have to try every day to have a good heart on some level. But someone who can cultivate themselves to have a good heart throughout their life will, by definition, according to Rav Yochanan, have these other qualities: to be a good neighbor, to be someone who foresees the outcome of his events and his actions, to have the good eye to be generous to those around him, and to be a good friend. To be able to cultivate yourself to have that good heart is the way to try to help anyone around you. So cultivate your good heart as much as possible. When they say about someone, he has a heart of gold, would give the shirt off his back, that's a high, high compliment, the highest compliment you could give to someone else, because that means they're a really generous person, a really good-hearted person, wants to do whatever they can with their possessions, with their house, with their car, with their fundamental being and giving, to do what they can for those around them. The Sfarno points out, a proper way of life guides one on a path towards the qualities of superior ethical character traits and concepts. A good eye means that one should not be jealous nor nurture his desire ad infinitum by shunning these undesirable inclinations which serve no meaningful purpose, and a person will focus his mind on that which is truly good. A little bit of a different spin on what some might say a good eye is. A good friend means to choose as a friend someone who possesses good qualities and superior character traits and ethics, for by befriending him, one will readily attain these qualities and they will become a permanent part of his character. A good neighbor means that it is not sufficient to have a good friend, but also to reside among good neighbors. Think about where you want to end up, what town you want to be, where you want to be. Is it a good neighbor? Does it have a good shul, good bate midrashim, good shiurim, a lot of chesed in the community? Be that good neighbor, but also be around good neighbors as well. Considering the outcome of a deed, one who considers the outcome of a deed refers to one who constantly sees the benefits that result from a good deed and the evil which results from a bad deed. And a good heart means that a person's intent should ever be to bring honor to his maker in all his deeds. What can I do to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim? What can I do to sanctify God's name, to bring praise and wonderfulness to Hashem himself? I prefer the words of Elazar ben Arach to your words, for your words will not be realized without heeding his advice. The need for a good heart, whereas his advice can be realized, is the proper way even in the absence of your suggestions. A good heart really can lead to everything else. The notes point out, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai praises the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he does not mean that his statement is preferable to that of the other disciples, according to the explanation here of the notes and the Sforno. Rather, he is teaching us that without a good heart, the proper intentions which motivate and shape one's actions, the character traits enumerated by the other disciples, are meaningless, be it a good eye, a good companion, a good neighbor, or foresight. So really, you do need to have a good heart in order to have the other things. The Sforno also explains why Rav Yochanan saw it necessary to ask his students to define the evil path, which is going to come up next time here on the TTPA. But when we think about having a good heart, when we think about having what we can to be the right path in life, it all starts with that Lev Tov. It all starts with that good heart, the heart of gold, an aspect of a personality that a person would do anything for anyone else, anyone generous, any aspect to give to those around them. Yes, I would give the shirt off my back, Yonkel should say. Yes, I will give you from my Shabbos food last minute. Someone needs emergency food. Yes, I will siphon off food from my food to give to someone else, which is something that people have done. We actually did it once a couple of weeks ago. Anytime anyone needs anything, how can we cultivate a good heart? How can we work on ourselves to have a good heart? And when you have a good heart, the other things can naturally lead to it. With having a good heart, you can be that good neighbor. With having a good heart, you can consider how it will affect your actions, will affect those around you. With having a good heart, you can have a good eye to be generous. And with having a good heart, you can be that good friend. So cultivate that good heart, and good things can happen to all those around you. Join us next time as we talk about the bad path to avoid here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.